It has started signing all promotion letters, which will be ready for collection at the various regional offices not later than 30th April 2017. All personnel who successfully went through the interview shall therefore be placed on their right salary scales so as to commensurate with the ranks for which they have been promoted. However, personnel who are unsuccessful could reapply immediately for those who are successful but have had their names wrongly spelled should inform their regional and district directors of education for ratification.
Over 11,000 people have passed the interview, both teaching and non-teaching staff, and adequate funding has been made for all these promotion and promotion arrears, and no teacher will not be paid. It is my wish that come May ending, everybody whose letter has been signed as having been promoted will receive his or her new grade salary. There will be no change or turning back.
Mr. Kaw also cautioned persons at the district and regional levels who take monies from staff to process their documents to stop the practice, as they could be sacked.
All forms of biometric registration for payment of salaries and salary-related issues do not attract any fees, and so no teacher or staff should be made to pay any amount of money to any staff of GES, be it the district, regional or national office. Because I'm hearing a lot of complaints from teachers, whether trainee or those who are being processed for various payments to be made. Firing them could be one of them. You have to go through legal processes. And so we'll go through the due processes. Anybody who merits what type of punishment that is equivalent to the offense, we'll give it out. If it demands suspension, we can suspend your salary, we can withdraw you, we can dismiss you. There are so many approaches.
The GS director asked staff to remain calm as management works to resolve other pertinent issues, including payment of salaries and arrears.